Glory to God forever and ever. The new thing that we need is the Lord Himself, the Lord Jesus and His presence. Amen. When we find Him, we find everything that a human being was created for and born to do. Amen. This is Wonder in Reality. Father Jesus, Holy Spirit, we give you this time and we welcome you here. I believe with those listening, Lord Jesus, that you will reveal yourself to them. Amen. This short series is this week is the presence of Jesus Christ. Amen. And the overall series is the glory of the Lord. The presence of Jesus is available to every person, and that's the answer for mankind, of Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit. The chief end, I'll say it again, the chief end of man is to know the only true God. Man was born to fellowship with Him, to fellowship with Jesus Christ. He's the most wonderful, most beautiful person in the universe. He's God Almighty. And I say new thing because some may say, oh, well, you know, we need something new, something. Well, it's just so important that we understand the Lord Himself and His presence, His glory, His majesty, His beauty, everything about Him solves everything. We don't need anything else. We don't need any new. Now, at the same time, I understand humans need new experiences, going new places maybe that we've never been, doing some new things. You know, we need hobbies. Sometimes we work too much. But the presence of Jesus really solves everything. The presence of Jesus is Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. He's God Almighty. That's an eternal revelation that the Holy Spirit reveals. He is He's the Son of God. He's the Savior. He's the Lord God Almighty. And it's both knowing Him, it's all about a relationship with Him, and it's both simple and an eternal revelation. So simple. Someone doesn't need a Bible. They don't have to even ever hear the gospel. It's absolute common sense that a human being desires that a higher power, to know the higher power that placed us here. If someone's an adult, it's common sense. I mean, it's some higher power gave them their life and keeps them alive all the time. And it's simply giving your life back to Him. That's all it is. And that's, Scripture confirms that, doesn't it? You know, in many places. But He's also an eternal revelation. And those of us who are privileged to have things like the Bible and teachings, what a privilege to be able to learn and experience, learn from great teachers and great patriarchs of the faith. What a privilege. And I'll give an example. One of the great patriarchs of the faith, at the end of his life, he's now in heaven, they asked him, what's been your secret? The ministers asked him. He said, the presence of Jesus. Amen. That's (clears throat) And to think that God Almighty offers an eternal celebration in Jesus Christ. That's what he offers. I know I've mentioned this before. There's so many misconceptions and there's so much religion in the world and all these, but he offers himself, the Lord God Almighty, the only true God, literally offers himself to every person. And think of what it's like, even if we think about it in the natural, if someone says no to that, if someone chooses self instead of him, it's foolish. I could say many negative things about, but it's also very serious consequences. Okay. Yesterday, I did give a short teaching about the presence of God and then the power of God. And Habakkuk 3:4 reveals, you know, there's his brightness was like the light, and there was the hiding of his power. That's the anointing. That's the presence of and the power of God. The anointing is an eternal mystery. And we could give a whole series that would last forever about the anointing. And of course, there's so many wonderful teachings. But let me go back to the simplicity. You know, someone may say, how do we experience the presence of Jesus? How do we? Well, it is simple. And yes, it's what we give to God, he gives to us of himself. That's an eternal revelation. If we give, if we seek him with our whole heart, we will find him. You shall seek me, you shall find me when you search for me with your whole heart. If somebody, let's go to another extreme. If someone refuses to give any of themselves, to him, and they choose self, well, that's what they get. There's a deep mystery, and it's all surrounding the fact that God made man into his own image. Okay, but also, here's another aspect of it. Again, someone may say, how can we experience his glory? He's a person. He's God Almighty. As I mentioned this yesterday, let's give him first place and make him our first love, and let's do what he's, when we do that, wonderful things are going to happen. You know, when we give him our all, when we serve him and seek him and worship him, amen. And it doesn't have to be something showy. It doesn't have to be, it's actually, whether we're alone or we're with other people, we can be seeking him with our whole heart. And again, wonderful things. You know, it's what he offers. Like, again, he offers himself. He's a person. Glory to God. He's the Holy Spirit, is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of the Father. His glory fills the earth. Completely. When someone says yes to him, his glory fills their spirit person. Amen. Now they have the opportunity to go into the four phases of knowing him, but it's up to a person. And I say that with great, reverence and not harshly, but that's the way God has set this up. Oh, wow. It's, so they have the opportunity to experience his glory, his majesty, and contain again within him. Within him is he's an eternal revelation. Just one example is that the power of God comes for service, as I mentioned yesterday, and God is always helping and meeting needs, and you know, he saves, Jesus saves and heals, and heals in every area. Amen. He redeems, he delivers, he sets free, he gives, he blesses. He's always, this is our great God. You want to know what God is like? Just look at Jesus Christ. Amen. How wonderful that is. What a glorious, no mystery anymore about, but even in the Old Testament, here I am going to Scripture, but the Old Testament, truly, I just learned something new yesterday. A great man of God said the Old Testament is God speaking to us, whereas the New Testament is man who has been inspired by the Holy Spirit telling us what God told them. And in the Gospels, it's these great writers of the Gospels telling us what Jesus said. Amen. And then the Gospel of John is even different. It's proclaims Jesus Christ, the Son of God and the Lord God Almighty, and presents but I mentioned that what I just mentioned about the Bible is when we meet the Holy Spirit, we realize the Lord God Almighty, the same yesterday, today, forever, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. For the first 4,000 years of human history, he had just not revealed his Son yet. But we see, oh, glory to God, to think that we have the opportunity to, again, I go back to this relationship with him, this person, this God Almighty. We have that opportunity. The Bible talks about grieving him. We don't want to do that. Well, how do we grieve him? A great man of God wrote in one of his books, we grieve him when we don't pray. We grieve him when we don't forgive. We grieve him, I'll add to that, if we don't make him our first, give him first place and make him our first love above everything, that grieves him, because we are made for him, and he is a jealous God. He's zealous for us. Amen. He wants all of us. But again, we as humans think that we have to go to certain, extremes like fasting and praying for 40, fasting for 40 days and, leaving everyone and all this. It is simple, easy. We just walk with him every day. Just like a tree growing. That's a metaphor that's in the Bible. To hear a little, there a little, line upon line, precept upon precept. He will teach us. He will lead us. He will, just walking with him every day. What a privilege. And we go into, as we go deeper, I think we see the simplicity and that, and he revealed from glory to glory. It's a celebration with Jesus Christ. So I want to finish up this message, but I want to, hopefully the theme of this short message, one of the themes is that it's a relationship. What a glorious privilege, a relationship with God Almighty. This is truly incredible that he would offer this. And that if we, there's certain things that if we do, we can really develop that relationship, but we also, we as humans, sadly, we do things that grieve him, and that we, if we are focused, if our first love is on other things, like money or us, you know, our something about us, or maybe if our first love is a relationship with a person. In other words, where is our heart? You know, that would grieve him, because I do want to add the analogies that might build hunger in us. The presence of Jesus on the 1 to 10 scale of joy and happiness is infinity. Also, let's remember, angels are just glorious, so made from God's glory. And we see in the Bible again and again, when people encounter them, they fall down and worship them. Right there in Revelation, he fell down to worship the angel, and the angel said, "You must not do that. I'm your fellow servant. Worship God." Well, he's given us Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. God Almighty has set up this perfect plan, as Reinhard Bonnke said. Jesus Christ and his presence and glory within us and all around us, that's the greatest thing ever offered to human beings. I mean, nothing else even matters. Do you realize how incredible this offer is, this gift is? Better than having 10,000 angels all around you all the time. Even a million angels, however many. Jesus Christ in the power of the Holy Spirit within our spirit person and around us forever. That's the Holy Spirit can reveal this and will reveal it to you. I believe with you that he will. This glorious presence. This is, humans were born to fellowship with him. He offers fellowship. That's the fourth phase of knowing him. Please do pray for me. I'm dealing with some challenges. Apology for my throat. I know I don't sound great, but we need your prayers and financial support. We proclaim the gospel on 7 platforms, but we want to proclaim it on more. And to anyone who will listen, this glorious offer, God Almighty has offered himself to every person. Amen.